Immediately honor commitments to relocate unaccompanied children from the Greek islands. The 3rd of April 2020 share on Facebook, share on Twitter. We, the undersigned organizations, jointly call on European governments to proceed immediately with the emergency relocation of unaccompanied children from the reception and identification centers, RICS, on the Greek islands. With no discrimination, giving precedence to existing family links and the best interests of the child. In mid-March, a group of 7 EU member states announced they would take in unaccompanied children from the islands. Since then, while an additional country pledged to relocate, efforts have largely stalled. Yet, immediate action is all the more urgent in light of the COVID-19 pandemic. We welcome Commissioner Johansson's announcement in the European Parliament on 2 April, that a group of children will be transferred to Luxembourg next week. It is imperative this takes place as planned, and we encourage other countries to swiftly do the same. Now, more than ever, the protection of unaccompanied children needs to be ensured, and all efforts to help decongest the RICS must be fully supported. If the people living there are to have any chance of protecting their lives and health and complying with measures aimed at limiting the spread of COVID-19. Tens of thousands of people remain trapped in the camps on the Greek islands, including older people, people with disabilities, those with serious health conditions, families with children and pregnant women. Amongst them are 1,752 unaccompanied children. Most of them are deprived of access to their most basic rights, such as shelter and adequate food, medical, psychosocial care, as well as education. Overcrowding and extremely limited access to running water, toilets and showers, make it impossible to abide by the guidelines for protecting oneself from COVID-19. Putting them at significantly heightened risk of infection, serious illness or death, especially those with underlying health conditions. With 8 cases of COVID-19 already confirmed as of the start of April among the local population on the island of Lesvos, and 1 on Samos, now is the time to act. The recent pledges by now 8 states to relocate 1,600 of these unaccompanied children from the islands sent a much-needed signal of solidarity. Honoring these commitments without delay is now of critical importance to protect these children.
The European response to the pandemic has already demonstrated that the swift and safe transfer of people to EU member states from across the globe is possible. Since the beginning of the COVID-19 outbreak, the European Emergency Response Center has evacuated more than 10,000 EU citizens from China, Japan, the US, Morocco, Tunisia and other countries. Germany alone was able to repatriate 170,000 holidaymakers around the world in a matter of days due to the pandemic. The same must be done for the most vulnerable people in the Greek island camps. Doctors, public health professionals and academics have already outlined how children can be relocated from the RICS with sufficient protection and health security measures, in line with medical guidelines for COVID-19. We urge Germany, France, Portugal, Finland, Lithuania, Croatia, Ireland to follow Luxembourg's lead in this emergency, and ensure that their pledged relocations are immediately implemented. All relocations must be done in line with the best interests of the child, with priority to family links, ensuring broad eligibility that does not discriminate against specific nationalities, gender, date of arrival or certain age groups. Meanwhile, we call on additional European countries to join with pledges of their own to relocate more of these children and ensure that all unaccompanied children now trapped in the island RICS in Greece can be safely relocated immediately. Where there is political will, these transfers are possible. There is no time to lose. Signed by ActionAid Hellas, Action for Education, Amnesty International, ARSIS, Association for the Social Support of Youth, Avocars Sans Frontières, France, Better Days, Caritas Europa, Caritas Hellas, Center for Health Equity Education and Research, International Group AMKE, Cheering Sesi Pomai, Czech Republic COSPE, Italy CVCS, Italy Danish Refugee Council, DRC, Defense for Children, The Netherlands Defense for Children International, Greece Diamond, Diakonia ECCB, Center of Relief and Development, Czech Republic Dirty Girls of Lesvos donate 4 refugees, UK Dynamo International, Street Workers Network, Belgium Echo 100 plus Fair Planet Phoenix Humanitarian Legal Aid FOCSIV Italy Free Movement Skateboarding, UK Greek Council for Refugees GCR, Greek Forum of Refugees GFR, Help Refugees, Choose Love HIAS Greece Hub, Humans Before Borders, Portugal Human Rights 360, Human Rights Watch, Humanity Now, USAIAMU Indigo Volunteers, UK International Catholic Migration Commission, ICMC, Europe International Rescue Committee, IRC, Cora Lighthouse Relief, LHR, Lumos Foundation Médecins du Monde, MDM, Metadrassi Mobile Info Team Network for Children's Rights, Northern Lights Aid Office of Displaced Designers, OMEP Pampiraiki Support Initiative for Refugees and Migrants, Praxis Refocus Media Labs, Refugee Legal Support, Refugee Rescue, Refugee Rights Europe, Refugee Support Europe, Cyprus Refugee Youth Service, UK, France SAU Association, for Displaced Women, Switzerland Seabrooker, Germany, Switzerland, Belgium, Austria Seeds of Humanity, Israel Seeds of Humanity, Hellas Shower Power Solidarity Now, SOS Villages Greece, Stichting Vluchteling, Netherlands Still I Rise, Terres Homs, The Home Project, Velos Youth, Virin Fair, Switzerland.